At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
You know, the case of the judge, Kevin Mullins, and his murder, and then the charges against Sean Steins, the sheriff, are starting to look kind of reminiscent of another vigilante story, obviously, that we know about, the United Healthcare CEO murder, where it looks like more and more in the Kevin Mullins case that Sean Steins was taking justice into his own hands and doing what he thought needed to be done. At least that's what I'm kind of getting the read out of this when we learn more and more about the accusations against Mullins that were brought in light of the criminal investigation of former Sheriff Deputy Ben Fields. He was convicted earlier this year on charges of rape, sodomy, perjury, and tampering with a prisoner monitoring device. As part of that investigation, witness Sabrina Atkins alleged in a police interview that Mullins exchanged legal leniency for sexual favors and allowed his chambers to be used for sexual misconduct. Atkins detailed her claims in an audio recording that was obtained by News Nation in Banfield. He does have some videotapes of some stuff in the judge's chambers, she said. Just with girls, sexual and stuff. I've seen one partly. She further alleged that Fields coerced her into performing sexual acts in the judge's chambers, promising to tamper with her ankle monitor to keep her out of jail. Those allegations formed the backbone of the civil lawsuit Atkins filed in January of 22. In that lawsuit, she accused Mullins and Fields of using the judge's chambers as a location to carry out assaults and other illicit activities. There were no cameras, the lawsuit stated, describing the chambers as a secluded area exploited by those in positions of power. 3 days before the fatal shooting, Steins, a longtime friend of Mullins, was deposed in Atkins' lawsuit. His attorney, Jeremy Bartley, had indicated that Atkins' allegations and the findings from Fields' case are central to the defense, saying this is a large story. It's a story that in some ways is difficult to tell, Bartley said during a recent court hearing. He described the accusations against Mullins as crucial to understanding Stein's actions. Atkins' lawsuit further alleges that Fields used his authority as a deputy sheriff to intimidate her and others into compliance. The chambers, she claims, became a hub for illegal activities due to the lack of surveillance. Quote, Fields assaulted me in there more than once, and Mullins knew, Adkins wrote in her lawsuit. Fields' conviction earlier this year has already exposed significant corruption within their local justice system. Now, with the murder of Mullins, the spotlight has intensified on the alleged abuse of power by judicial officials there. Revelations have sparked national discussions about the systematic corruption and the unchecked authority of public servants. Yeah, we've been screaming about it for a while.
We still haven't found out what the connection with the sheriff's daughter was, right?
I got a theory.
Do you?
I do. And this is just my theory. It's conjecture. It's not fact. I am wondering if the sheriff learned of these activities and maybe the judge told him about this, at lunch or something, because they had gone out for lunch, and maybe informed him that, hey, I did this or that. And maybe he was like, what? And then he finds out a lot more, or maybe he talked about some, either his daughter or a friend that maybe his daughter knows that's young in that area, that maybe had an experience in that chambers with the judge. Mm-hmm. And as a dad, like, freaked out and then called his daughter and maybe said, I'm in here with a judge. Can you confirm what this is? Whatever that was, whether it was with the daughter, which we have no evidence of, other than that was a phone call to her, or somebody else, something. There was something there that set him off. And I think there was a threat made to his family by the judge. I think something, I'm going to guess to the effect of, if you say any of this, your wife and daughter are, next are going to, we'll take them out and, make it look like this and nobody will ever know. Something like that. Some sort of threat that would happen to his family. Either if he did something or that it will now because of the knowledge that he had. And I think this guy thought there was no other way to stop that from happening other than killing the judge.
Which, on the surface, seems like a horrific thing to do. But in his brain, I agree with you. Something was about to go down is what I feel. That something, he didn't feel that he had any alternative. That things are so corrupt that if he had brought it up, it wouldn't have mattered. So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, and he said that, I think it explains the, like, they're going after my wife and daughter. They're going to kidnap my wife and daughter. He said something to that effect while he was being arrested. Mm-hmm. So I think he thought the only thing that he could do at that moment to prevent that from happening was to shoot the judge. I think the judge had something in motion that he could harm his family in an immediate fashion. And he had to just make the call. I think maybe a threat was made, or maybe, fuck you. Here's what's going to happen now. There was a threat that he thought his family was in imminent danger and he had to shoot the judge. That is my conjecture or my guess on this.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is going to get uglier and uglier. And, we've been saying this sentence a lot, at least this week and last week. While I don't condone violence, but it feels like our society, and I'm speaking as somebody sitting in the United States right now, but our society has decided that we aren't going to get justice by going through the regular channels. And there are people who decide to step outside and do their vigilante justice because they don't have any faith in the system. And I don't know what to think about that. The whole United Healthcare shooting, I don't condone violence, but I understand it.
Yeah.
And in this case, we don't know the entire backstory, but if it's leading to the fact that this sheriff knew something shitty was going on and had no way of going through the proper channels to fix it because, you know, is this another Murdaugh type situation where yeah. everybody's corrupt? Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And I don't, like I said, I'm not condoning it. But when you feel that desperate and that backed into a corner,
yeah.
that bad things are about to happen,
I think
the brain just yeah. goes to a bad place.
I think that the sheriff thought he had no option. And there yeah. was something that was imminently going to happen to his family. And the judge had expressed something to the effect of, you know, no one will ever, you know, I'm going to get away. I'll get away with it and whatever. Something was made.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, that's my guess. We'll find out
yeah.
as more and more of this comes to light. And the question will end up being, you know, what, you know, how much of a vigilante was the sheriff? You know, or was it really not that imminent or that much of a threat that would call for killing someone? Those pieces are going to be interesting because I think that will also very much shade our opinion of him. The other question is, did the sheriff know these things were going on or was he involved in any of it or, you know, any of that? I mean, he's a pretty high up official in a town that has a lot of corruption going on. So to say that you're completely oblivious, I think would be a little surprising, but who knows? You don't know. That's the thing. There's just so many unknowns here and so many pieces to this puzzle that are all over the place from different places in the timeline that it's hard to kind of put them all together, but we'll keep watching.
What if he actually just found out about it and flipped shit?
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if that's what is happening or what happened.
That's what I'd like to think happened, that he yeah. wasn't, you know, involved or didn't have any knowledge of this and then stumbled upon something and went, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And maybe yeah. he's the one who actually has a backbone and a conscience and yeah. says, no, this is not going to happen. This is not okay.
I'm hoping that's what it is, but time will tell.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.